This is the Composer's Datebook for April 26th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 2002, Maurice Jansons led the Pittsburgh Symphony in the premiere of the Second Symphony, written by a then 32-year-old American composer named Michael Hirsch. Hardly a child prodigy, Michael Hirsch was introduced to classical music at age 18 by his brother Jamie, who showed him a videotape of George Schulte conducting Beethoven's Fifth. That experience shook him. "It scrambled everything," Hirsch recalled. "That's when I knew that I was to be a composer," he said. "My whole life started over at that moment." Hirsch certainly made up for lost time, exhibiting an uncanny ability to master both the piano and the intricacies of contemporary compositional techniques in less than a decade. His first success as a composer came when his Elegy for Strings won a major prize and was conducted by Marin Alsop at Lincoln Center in New York in 1997. Since then, his works have been commissioned and performed by many other leading orchestras and performers. Tim Smith of the Baltimore Sun described Hirsch's work as music of astounding, even thrilling complexity, music that can be hard to grasp, yet impossible to let go of, and music of stark, unsettling, seemingly implausible beauty. Hirsch's Symphony No. 2 has no stated program, but it was composed shortly after the events of September 11, 2001. And knowing that, it's hard to disassociate the score's violent opening and subsequent elegiac mood from that tragic moment in American history. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.